This is KUT. Solar power is one of the fastest-growing energy sources in the country. Whether it's massive utility-scale solar farms or residential rooftop panels, you can expect to see more solar in the future. Now, scientists have identified something that can really hurt the performance of those panels. And as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, it's a little surprising it took them this long.
This story could start a lot of different places, but we'll begin at the Taj Mahal in India. That's where 7 years ago, Professor Mike Bergen noticed something a little off.
We're looking at the Taj Mahal, and there's a cleaned white section of the Taj Mahal, and then a bunch of scaffolding up, and a section that's really brown. And I asked them what's going on, and they said, oh, we have to clean the Taj Mahal once every few years.
Fortunately, Bergen is an environmental engineer, so he decided to figure out what was discoloring it.
And so we did a study, and we measured what was depositing. We measured what was in the air.
Not surprisingly, it was dust and pollution particles. Fast forward to a more recent visit to India, Bergen and his colleagues noticed the same thing on solar panels.
That got us going, and we did a study in Northwest India where, you know, every few weeks they'd clean the solar panels, and of course the power generation would almost double instantly when they cleaned them.
Using that information and environmental data from around the world, Bergen now thinks they can show how much solar energy is being lost to air pollution. In extreme cases, he thinks stuff in the air can cut electricity production by 25%. He says one of the things that surprises him most is how little research has been done on this.
The people who are in the solar industry say, oh, of course that's happening. And then people who have solar panels at their houses or anywhere say, oh, yeah, of course I know that. I mean, doesn't everybody know that this is what's going on?
Absolutely. I think this one falls under common sense.
That second voice was JP Novak. He's the owner of solar panel installation company 512 Solar in Austin. One of the services his company offers is cleaning panels, especially in the spring when they get coated with a thick layer of pollen.
We want to get that off so that we can fully utilize this maximum amount of sunlight that we have here in Austin, Texas.
Bergen says of all the particles that can hurt solar production, man-made pollution seems to do the most damage. It's harder to clean and absorbs more solar energy than dust particles. He thinks his research could help us understand the wider economic effects of air pollution.
The main thing we have to do is figure out how to, you know, lower the emissions of these key pollutants.
One suggestion for doing that, install solar panels on your house. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.